I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rel.
And I'm Sierra.
And welcome to Fearful Friends Podcast. We have a guest, my sister.
The younger, hotter one.
Sorry.
Fuck you. So, oh man. Rel almost fell out of the chair.
This is a very wobbly chair, in my defense.
It's a rocking chair.
It wibble wobbles.
I also feel like I'm going to fall. Like any
You
second.
Are sitting on the very edge of the bed.
So, how was everyone's week?
Who goes first?
Shit.
Also shit.
Mine was long. It was such a long week, but it's Friday.
Today's my day off, so I'm good.
I work tomorrow. It's not my fucking Friday, and my nose just started running.
That's okay. I know what it looks like. Anywho.
That was weird.
Anywho. Sierra is here to tell us her crazy customer service story.
Because we need them. Yes. Because we can't just talk about our lives all day long.
So take it away.
So I've been working in retail and customer service for my entire adult life. And I have many. But recently I work in an odd field. And there are many weird stories.
Yeah!
I don't want to say where I work. Because I feel like I could get in a lot of trouble.
We definitely could.
But I work in a field with pilots, high-end customers, and I work at a customer service-facing job. Let's say that. Mm-hmm. My favorite story is it happened last year. I had a fairly new manager. She didn't really know the facility that well. Very busy day. Like, just bonkers. Didn't have time to piss kind of day, you know? Yes. Anyway, I get a call on my phone and I was about to put them on hold. I was like, can I please do a brief hold? And she's like, no, I'm stuck in the bathroom.
On the plane? Oh, wait, is this your manager?
No. It was somebody on the phone. And I go, okay, what bathroom are you stuck in? And my manager gives me the craziest fucking look. She's like, what? But this has happened a few times. Usually
it has.
I will explain.
I'm a little stressed.
Usually it's with like elderly women or maybe somebody who has
a weight issue
partaken.
Oh,
on
fair.
Maybe some illicit. I was thinking pills, but whatever.
Tamara, you're so out of date.
So she gives me the craziest look and I'm like, I will be right back. I run over to the bathroom and it's a normal bathroom. It has like three stalls. The bigger one is the handicap stall, and it has a normal stall door with like a latch, and on the other wall, there is a closet, but the closet has like a regular wooden door.
Mm-hmm.
It's locked. It has a big ass lock on it. It is obviously locked if you look at this fucking door. I've never even seen
was
it open.
Is this lady in the closet?
No.
Oh, okay.
She...
Twists and turns.
So I walk into the bathroom. And I kind of wiggle the stall door. And I'm like, it's over here. Because she was trying to get out through the... She forgot how she got into the stall.
Oh, my God.
And again, this has happened a few times. It's usually little old women. And a pilot walks out.
But...
And then she got in an airplane. And she got up in the sky. And she is in charge of flying around in a $1 million airplane.
Oh, millions. My God.
And I don't like to... You know, like, I hate women... Like, not supporting
I
other women.
I also hate women.
Especially in a male-dominated... No. Especially in a male-dominated field like this, but anyone can be stupid. Everyone has that right to be stupid. And today was her day.
What? Oh, so was she on drugs?
I don't believe so. I think she was just stupid.
How... Was she, like, really old, nope. Tamara? If you hit that pen one more time.
She was just very confused. She forgot how she entered the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Okay. Maybe she has, like, dementia or, like, a head injury.
I didn't ask.
What I'm picturing is that she, like, opens the stall and directly in front of her is the door with a giant lock. And she doesn't even notice it or realize that there's a giant lock on something. And, like, mental note here. there's a lock on this random door in front of me inside my stall. Like, how do you not notice a second door in your stall? I would be so concerned. I wouldn't even go in that stall. I'd turn around.
I'm just nervous.
It's obviously locked. Like, there's a big lock on it. You did not come in that door, ma'am. Look around. So she was so freaked out. Honestly, in this situation, if it was me, I would have crawled under the stall.
Right, yeah.
I would not have called the front desk and embarrassed myself.
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, she, like, had y'all on speed dial?
No, I mean, like, you can easily find the phone number.
Oh, and she has the pilot, so I guess she would have the
phone. She knows where she is. I hope.
Well, we don't know now.
And it hasn't happened since, but... Yeah, that was one of the odder days. And then I had to explain to my manager, like, oh, yeah, sometimes people get stuck in the bathroom and you have to go save them. Literally, my job does not end. There is no so end
exciting.
Or beginning.
Exciting.
That was one of my more favorite. I have another one that's, I'm just jealous of this woman, basically.
Go for it.
Again, high-end clients. I, again, another batshit Daisy. Busy.
It's the most beautiful flower.
Busy day. And this woman comes up to me. She's probably like late 50s, hot, like a hot older lady.
Milf?
In, like, Gilf.
That's kind of old.
Like, has definitely had work done. Ugh. You know, keeping it tight. And
ew.
She's in, like,
ew. I don't want to think about her keeping it tight.
So she has, like, like a juicy velour tracksuit on. Like,
is that like the velvet thing?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Ugh. But probably nicer than Juicy Couture.
I'm picturing the mom from Mean Girls.
Yeah, no, that's the correct thought. But all in her hand is an open bottle of Dom Perignon champagne.
Very cool. Very classy.
I think so. She walks up to my desk and she's like inquiring about if this thing is ready. And I'm like, no, not quite yet. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to be in my car. So could you come get me when it is ready? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
I hope she wasn't driving the car.
Me too. That's what my thought was. So like 15 minutes later, it was, you know, time to go grab her. And I walk outside and there's this baby blue Bentley sitting right out front. And I go and, like, walk up to the, you know, driver's side. Window rolls down, and it's, like, a man. It's her driver. And relief. Then the back – well, I was like, relieved. Then the back window rolls down, and it's, like a limousine seating, like, you know, one facing backwards, one facing front. She's sitting back there drinking Dom Perignon, and she's like, oh, is it ready now? And you know what? I could have been mad at this. Like, she has so much, but I was just jealous. I was like, I have to go back to work now. And
you
get
to know who she was.
I know.
You should have snuck a picture and then, like, maybe put it into Google so that we could figure out what fucking heiress she is.
Unfortunately, a lot of these people, very boring.
Very what?
Boring. But I just want to know how she made her money. Is it her money? Is it her dead husband's money? How did he die?
Murder. Can I, real quick, can you bleep someone out?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was at work the other day. This was like 2 weeks ago. And I'm on my computer. I was really busy. I was doing some, like, two or three things at the same time. I'm looking down at my computer. I look up and Ben was standing in front of me.
Who the fuck is
And no, you know who
Sorry.
He is. You do. I'll show you a picture. And
I should Google it.
I, like, viscerally cringed. I was like, ugh!
Oh, he's a bad man?
And then I called Christian over, who is one of my coworkers, and I'm like, Christian! And I, like, pointed to him, and he went, bleh! Like, very loudly. And then, yeah, and he left and whatever, but he did come back later that night. Ugh, gross.
Why do I know him?
Anyway.
I don't know this man.
Bye.
He's like a
Republican. He's an American lawyer and columnist.
Right. He's like a...
Very political.
I don't know how to explain it. Like a shithead?
Dweeb?
A plebe.
He's very short also. Like,
he looks very short
probably
in this picture.
At, like, the same height as me, if not shorter. And I'm a girl, and you should be taller
and
than me.
I'm a girl.
Okay. Oh, ew. Yeah. I just saw a quote that I didn't like.
Exactly. Yeah, me too. So, my job is very fun, very weird, but I can't talk about most of it.
Have you ever ran into a...
Any of them.
Any of the weird orange people?
Both.
Wow.
I've seen his children. I've seen him.
Ooh.
I've had... FBI at my desk. I've had Secret Service at my desk.
Yeah, CIA.
And you would be surprised at how little I get paid for dealing with all this shit.
I probably would be.
For like having so much knowledge about things like this, I get paid very little.
Yeah. That's how they keep us in the working class.
Anyway, those are some of my fun stories. I do have more. So
And we want to hear them.
No,
and
no,
we
no,
also
no.
want to hear ghost stories if you ever have them.
Maybe next time?
Fuck yeah.
Perfect. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, CC.
Thank you. And I'm your number one fan. I watch every episode.
You are our number one and only fan.
Thank you so much, sister. All right.
Well, are we back on?
Yeah, we're back on. Hi.
Hey. What do you want to talk about?
I have a story.
Oh, but wait.
Yeah.
How was your day?
My day was very long.
You want to talk about it?
No.
Okay.
It was just me thinking it's 4 o'clock and it's actually 2 o'clock.
Oh.
It's like a gut punch.
I really hate that.
Yeah. And then
mine is always the opposite, where I think it's 2 o'clock and it's 4 o'clock and I'm just like, I have so much left to do. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, God. No. Yeah. That's just as bad.
Yeah.
The crazy employee that I talk about, the one that mm-hmm. I just like loathe.
Bleep.
Just kidding. So she was talking about having to go to a Halloween party in her neighborhood. And she...
Please tell me she lives in your neighborhood.
No, she's far away. She said, oh, I'm not going to go. I don't want to get dressed up and do all that. I don't even know what I would wear. And I was like, oh, well, you could be a slutty banker.
Ew, Tamara.
And she goes, yeah, I really could do that. And she's 80 years old, okay?
Oh, my God. Actually, that would be a really funny outfit. But how do you dress like a banker? You just, all bankers look like they're just going to church.
But a slutty banker. So 10 minutes later, pause. Well, everyone pause. Say hello, Mom.
Hello.
Woo! Thanks, Mom.
Now tell us a ghost story.
We got a second guest appearance. Okay, wow, that was a lot of interrupting, and I don't know what I was talking about.
I don't know either.
I was in the middle of a story.
You were in the middle of a story. Slutty banker.
Oh, yes, slutty banker. So 10 minutes later, I walk back to her.
I'm surprised you're able to recall exactly where you left off. Amazing memory.
I walk back into her and she goes, okay, I got the perfect outfit. She says, I'm going to be a slutty banker. She goes, I'm going to do my hair up real big. And I'm going to put all of my gaudy jewelry on. And I'm going to do my makeup like this. She's describing her makeup. And then she goes, I'm going to wear a crop top like this.
No way.
And I'm going to wear a really short skirt. And then I have... She was telling me about these boots that she has. That have,
what
like,
about this makes it banker, though? Is it just because she's a banker? Yeah, but like, how are passersby on the street supposed
Nobody's
to know she's a banker?
Know.
She's just going to look like a whore.
So she's like, tell me about her fringe on her boots. And then she's going to wear stockings and a short skirt.
Like, and a long jacket.
Like, what?
You did this. You did this, and I also demand that you have her send you pictures.
Anyway, then she seriously thought she could wear that to work.
No way.
Yeah.
Crop top?
Yeah.
Crop top.
She's like, well, it's a costume. And I'm like,
are you dressing up for Halloween for work?
No. I'm putting
it's a bank, and you're handling people's money, and they don't want to fucking see you in a costume. Thank you, the fearful lion. Can I please have my fucking money?
So, anyway, I had to tell an 80-year-old lady that she couldn't dress like a slut, even on Halloween at work.
Good job, Tamara, even though you did start this.
It was a joke.
Are any of your other coworkers dressing up?
I don't think so. I haven't asked them.
Are you allowed to?
You can wear,
like stupid cat ears.
Yeah, or like devil ears, but you still have to dress in like your work clothes.
Huh. Lame.
Yeah.
I kind of want to dress up this year, but I'll be at work all day on Halloween.
Ugh.
I'm really bummed.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to have a mashed potato break for a second.
This is why I told you not to hit that pen again. Are they good? Mm-hmm. They don't look good. They smell weird. Hold on. Let me smell.
They have horseradish.
Gross.
Just try it. It's really good.
It does smell really good. No, I don't want to.
Why?
I don't know. I can't think of a good reason other than I just don't want that taste in my mouth right now.
Okay. Stop.
Stop it, Tamara.
Just settle down.
Put the potatoes away!
Okay.
Did you notice that snowbirds are back?
I absolutely did.
It's fucking happened.
Let's not talk about them.
We have to talk about work. And that is a huge part of our jobs.
I know.
It's happened. It happens earlier and earlier every year.
You know.
And I am out of breath and I've had anxiety for the last like 2 weeks because it's happening.
What's kind of funny about it, though, is when they come back into my bank, they're like, I'm back. And they like know me. And I'm like, I have no idea who you are.
You've been gone 8 months.
I'm like, I don't fucking care who you are. I'm like, oh, my God, how has it been? When did you get down here? I don't know who you are. And now I have to ask for your ID because you're taking $800 in fives out.
Do they ever give you shit?
No.
Oh. Maybe they should. All right.
They're pretty self-centered, so they really don't care what I'm saying, which is why they come in thinking that I know them.
That's true. Yeah. They think everybody knows them. Mm-hmm. We are so special.
Yeah. So, my distraction. I have a...
Skiddly-doo.
I do have a skiddly-doo. We don't need to talk about that.
What?
I have a, I have a story. It is not a story. It's just a list of things.
Your thing is a list of things.
My thing is a list of things.
Your distraction is a list of things.
They're all related.
Okay. How high were you when you made this list? Are you going to throw
up? I don't remember. No. I just had ginger ale. It was a mistake. I don't really remember writing this.
So you were really blazed.
And I didn't reread it afterwards.
Tamara.
It was really late at night and I
first
was
of all,
bed.
Everything relating to this podcast needs to come through me first because you cannot spell or write well.
No, I know. I was so nervous when I was putting our like episode caption in. I was like, oh my God, Rel's going to be so mad.
I didn't
if I
even see
this.
It, but I saw there was something last week that you posted, and I was like, God damn it, Tamara. Proofread.
I know. It was so late to send it to you. Anyway.
Oh, but then I think you like saved it by saying it was suicide. I meant to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because I
did
can't.
Did you, though?
I can't say suicide okay. on TikTok.
I was like, this. Fucking bitch. Sorry. Go on.
Okay.
Listicles.
Yes. So, everything on this list has to do with the luckiest man in the world.
It's just one man.
His name is Frank Selleck.
Okay. Yeah.
So, Frank Selleck is known for his many near-death experiences and lucky chances.
Is this list just all of his near-death experiences?
Yeah.
There's enough of them to make a whole-ass list?
Yeah.
Oh my, okay. I'm in. All right.
Okay. This music teacher from Croatia became known as the luckiest unlucky man to be alive. It all started with a bus crash. Did you understand that? It all started...
Sorry. Sure did. I was just trying to stay over here so that you can't hear me sniffle or drink okay. my beer.
It all started with a bus crash. In 1957, the bus he was riding swerved off the road into a river.
I already have a question.
Yes.
He was a kid at the time?
No.
So it wasn't like a school bus?
No, he was an adult.
Okay.
I possibly would have put his age somewhere in this, so. We will find out. Thankfully, only Frano. What did I say his name is Frank?
You sure did. I think we should do the podcast high more often.
Uh-oh. Guys, his name's Frano or Frano Selleck.
Oh, so not Frank.
Not Frank.
Are you sure that Frano is not a typo? Maybe no, it is Frank.
No, it was listed other places. He was born in Croatia, so he has...
What, so he can't be named Frank?
Right.
Oh, okay. It's a little racy, Tamara.
Anyway, his name is Frano, and it has the first three letters, the four letters, as Frank does. So just...
Yep.
There's K in Selleck, so just go easy on me, okay?
Okay.
So thankfully, only Frano and the bus driver were on board. Remember, this is a bus crash.
And what? Okay.
And it then swerved into a river.
Cool.
Both were able to exit the bus and swam to shore with only minor injuries. Frano was...
I think that bus driver is pretty fucking lucky, too. Just saying.
Yeah. Frano was a regular on the bus, and he stated the driver always had half a bottle of liquor in his system.
Oh, shit. And sorry, bus driver. I thought you were a good guy.
And... No. Yes. And Frano started... No. And Frano...
No. Yes. No. Yes. No. No.
Just...
Yes.
Okay.
She's struggling.
And...
Written for you, though.
Thank you. And Frano stated he and the driver both had a shot of liquor when he boarded the bus that day. The intended destination was a bar where they planned to have another round.
Is this just his bus?
No.
It's just like him and the bus driver, and they're like, hey, let's go fucking get drunk and let's go to the bar after my bus shift, which you're on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
It's pretty chill in Croatia. You gotta be friends with public transit.
Right. Especially if you need a ride to the bar.
Well, definitely. Unless the bus driver is drinking, which defeats the point of having a Desi.
Yeah. Or you're drinking with the bus driver.
Yeah, that's a problem.
In January of 1962, on a cold, rainy day, Frano was aboard a train driving through a canyon. A boulder fell on the tracks. This caused the train to jump off the tracks and crash into the icy river below. Again, in a river. A
lot of rivers. Yeah. A lot of rivers.
Frano was able to break the window of his train compartment and pull him and another passenger out. Both were then pulled from the river by a local resident. 17 passengers died in the crash, but Frano only suffered a broken arm and hypothermia. 17 other people died.
That's wild.
And in a river, like.
Do you think he was also drunk on this?
Maybe, but because... he was only a train rider, a train passenger.
Right. But that could have made his injuries less severe if he was all loosey-goosey.
Yes, yes. So the very next year, Frano was taking a flight to see his mother. Towards the end of the flight, there were technical difficulties, and the plane quickly lost altitude and crashed into a boulder.
What's with this guy in boulders?
I know.
And rivers and bus drivers.
All the passengers died except Frano and the flight attendant he was seated next to.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They were in the rear of the plane and the only two to be sucked out of the plane and luckily landed on haystacks from a height of almost 1,000 feet.
I am sensing some lying happening.
Are you?
Yes. I think this is fake.
Some people do too. Other people state that he...
Is this plane crash documented?
I don't know, but in wherever I was reading it from, they did state that, you know, people didn't believe it, and they stated that other people had, like, corroborated his story and, like, tried and, like, proved things were correct.
His fucking bus driver friend. I was there too on the plane.
Yeah. No, like, they did research on it, whatever.
Okay.
But they could also be lying. Who knows? Anyway.
Right, yep. Frano. Yeah. Watching you. Is he dead now?
No, he's not dead.
He's still alive?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Right now, as in, like, current. I thought you meant, like, now in the story. Yes, he died.
Death finally got him, huh?
He died.
Boat accident?
2016? I don't know. Just from old age.
Gross. That is the most unpleasant death. Yeah.
So Frano decided he would never get on a plane again, which makes sense.
I suppose.
You gonna throw up?
Nope, I'm just moving my chair closer. 7 years later, in 1970, Frano was driving when a malfunction in the fuel pump caused hot oil to leak into the engine, causing huge flames to shoot up from the vehicle and out of the air vents. Oh my God.
What? That can happen?
It was in 1970, so... This kind of scares me
probably
because
wasn't a Kia Soul.
I have an oil leak in my car right now, and it's dripping onto the engine and burning, and it smells really bad.
Okay.
Scares me.
You need to figure your shit out, Tamara. That is
scary. I know. So Frano managed to escape the car unharmed, except for his singed hair.
Okay. Yeah. I can grow back.
I'm picturing it's he's in a convertible.
I was picturing like
I don't know how many convertibles are like just bebopping around Croatia, though.
It could be beautiful. I don't know much about Croatia.
Me either.
It could be a gorgeous landscape full of convertibles. Okay. Or a barren wasteland and he's driving a rusty truck.
I'm still picturing a convertible and the flames are like shooting out like a dragon.
Okay. I think you're just a little high. The flames are shooting out like a dragon?
Dragons, yeah, they breathe fire, right?
Out its nose? Out the car's nose?
No, it's out of their mouth, not their nose.
Sometimes it comes out their nose.
Okay, well, that's a new fact I've just learned.
About dragons. Yeah. Learn more about your mythological creatures, Tamara.
The devil has wings.
Hey, but he can't fly.
Right.
No, maybe so he can. I was kind of right there.
Okay.
Nobody knows this argument that we've had.
You're right.
They weren't there. I mean, Sierra was there.
Okay.
Your mom was there.
So everyone was there.
All of our listeners were there.
Okay. Where was I? Okay. Frano had a break for 25 years when he was again in an accident with a bus. This time he was hit by the bus, but sustained no serious injuries. A year later, Frano was driving on a mountain road when a large truck nearly ran into him.
Nearly.
Yeah. Frano swerved at the last minute, missing the bus.
But he ran over an orphan. The orphan died, but Frano survived.
No. Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
Okay, so his car hit the guardrail, which gave way, sending his car toward the ravine 300 feet below.
Was there a fucking river down there?
That's what I was thinking.
Or a boulder? This
is all new information to me that I've written down. Okay. So his car's
toast.
Falling towards the ravine. I have to assume the guardrail slowed him down a bit because Frano was able to jump out of the car and hold onto a tree while he watched his car go over the edge.
How? He's not Vin Diesel.
I don't know.
I don't think this is real.
I know.
I feel like you're going to be punking me but at like, the end no. of this. No. You're going to be like, and Frano was actually Seth Rogen.
I don't know. I don't know either way.
Okay. I'm going to do some research when we get done here.
Okay. I want it to be real just because, like,
it's a wild story.
Why not? Yeah.
It's a lot of ways to die.
Yeah.
Please tell me in one of these ways he's, like, almost decapitated.
No.
It's all car and train and plane related.
Yeah, they said the only mode of transportation that he wasn't nearly killed in, scooter. I think, was a boat. Scooter. A blimp.
Why did I say it like that? Okay. All right. So his bad luck ends here.
Okay.
Okay?
I don't think it does. Otherwise, that's a pretty short list.
It is not short.
Is that it?
For the bad stuff.
What do you mean? I thought the whole list was bad stuff.
He was the luckiest unlucky man.
Yeah, he was lucky because he lived.
That's where his bad luck ended.
Okay.
Frano decided he would test his luck once more, though. Can you guess what he did? What
happened? He's going to join the Evil Knievel contest.
No.
Try to jump a semi-truck through a ring of fire on a scooter.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Parachuting.
Parachuting?
What?
Parachuting?
I guess people don't say parachuting. Parachuted? He was a parachuter?
I don't know.
You know.
It
like
feel the, right. The thing, I know what it is. Thing. Yeah.
You fly in the air with the greatest of ease. Oh,
okay.
Well, that's...
That's a trapeze.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Moving on.
Shortly after his 73rd birthday, he bought himself a lottery ticket. Dun, dun, dun. He won the 900 euro jackpot. That's not a lot.
That is not a lot of money. What's going on in Croatia?
The 900,000 euro jackpot.
So which, almost a mil?
Yeah, which was around $950,000 US dollars at the time.
Really?
Or now. Who knows? I don't know where I got that number from. Because I remember I had to look it up. Okay.
Okay.
Could have done it wrong. But it was almost $1 million. Yeah. He bought himself a large home and vacation house and gifted over 25 cars as well as lending money.
Oh my God. Did he become a loan shark?
No. No. He was just... Because they didn't give it back to him.
Oh. Yeah. So he was a loan shark. But he didn't break any kneecaps.
He shared the rest with his friends and family and lived happily until he passed away in 2016. I was right.
That's it? That's the end of the story?
Yeah.
That's a whole lot of almost dying.
Yeah.
And then he fucking wins the lottery?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it's not cool that, like, all the bad shit happens in this world and then this guy... like escapes death like 18 times and then wins the fucking lottery. It's all spent on this guy drinking with a bus driver.
Okay. In 2014, the YouTube channel This and That Visuals created an animated feature of his story. Frano was disappointed in the story. No. Saying they mixed up the details and profited off his hard times, as well as saying they had portrayed him with a mustache, which really offended him.
Croatia, they like a clean shave, I guess.
Yes. So.
Is Borat from Croatia?
No idea. Don't think so.
Because he
Kazakhstan
has
or something.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Yeah.
From
Kazakhstan.
Yeah. So this was all from CroatiaNews.com, who got their information from Frano's own words in an interview he had in 1914.
Oh my God. I hope that they corroborated his story with crash reports. Because a car, maybe not, wouldn't be reported, but a plane... a train, those things would be reported.
Yeah.
Especially like if 17 people died.
So I'm sure that they did, and there were some things talking about it. I didn't go into reading theories and stuff. Yeah. But there was theories for both sides. So, you know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Frano.
Yeah.
Franny.
He was in, what, a bus crash, a train crash.
Plane.
A plane crash. A car.
Down a ravine.
Down a ravine.
Held on. to a fucking branch. Like a movie. Like a movie, you grab the branch at the last minute.
I know. I definitely couldn't picture myself, like, if riding in a car and grabbing a branch and not having one of my arms be ripped off.
Like, I could barely dial my phone, like, dial 911 after my last car accident, which didn't even involve anything, like, any other cars or anything. But, like, I couldn't imagine grabbing onto a fucking branch. I couldn't even imagine opening my window.
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't a convertible.
Yeah, maybe that's why I was thinking
that. Because of a branch. I mean, because it made it easy to grab the branch. I only drive convertibles in case I need to grab onto branches.
I thought you said the ranch.
The ranch dressing. Yeah. Just in case.
Can you tell where my mind is?
She wants more of that mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I can't reach.
You can.
I can?
You put it there. She just grabbed it with ease.
You're so smart.
Thanks. It's amazing what your body can do. He grabs a branch, you grab a cup of mashed potatoes.
Listen, those mashed potatoes are really good.
Chick-fil-A or something?
CR Chicks.
Is that a chain? Un poquito?
A very small chain.
Okay.
Only in, like...
Do not put it down.
It's only in the county, like, next to where we live. There's, like, only 7 restaurants.
Like Okeechobee? Like
another county. Like, it's in Palm Beach County. It's, like... a little bit south of us, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they have, like, 7.
That's too far. That was really good chicken, though.
Yeah, it's...
very moist. It was so moist. I put it in my old salad that I brought because I didn't think there'd be any food here.
I didn't either. I was so happy when I got home from work.
And it wasn't pizza.
Yes.
You said, I've been eating so much pizza.
Yeah. It was good. I am 100% confident that I could eat an entire Papa John's large pizza by myself.
Are you challenging yourself?
No.
Nobody asked if you could do it.
I know.
You're just letting everyone know. I am confident that I can do this.
I need someone to agree with me and be like, oh yeah, me too.
You can't.
I think I could.
You can't. You can't.
I shouldn't.
You shouldn't?
I won't.
And you can't. You'll get full after the third piece.
That has not been true in my life, because I'll be on, like, slice 4, and I'm like...
The most I've ever eaten is Little Caesars, the hot and ready's. Those mm-hmm. are my fucking jam. And I can eat, like, 5 pieces before I start to hate myself.
Yeah.
And those are pretty thin.
Yeah. I have before gotten to, like, slice 4 and thought...
Yeah, that's only a half.
And thought, I could... really keep eating this, but there are other people around and I need to stop.
I have to feed my family.
I wasn't even thinking
there
that.
Are other people around because they're waiting for me to move out of the way so they can put some pizza on their plate.
Listen, no, it was more like embarrassment.
Ah, I see.
I can't eat a fifth slice of pizza in front of my husband.
Why not?
Who isn't even looking at me.
He probably eats a shitload of pizza.
He does.
My husband can take down an entire pizza by himself. It's entirely too much. He's going to have a heart attack one day. I know you're listening, Matt. Cool it.
Well, first, me and Matt can have a pizza eating contest.
No.
And then he can stop.
I don't need you encouraging him.
2-1.
Fine. Enjoy your visit to the ICU.
Okay. Well,
thank you. I almost said I won't be there, but I probably would.
Yeah, you would be crying and screaming and shaking and...
Jamara, why'd you leave me? I'd go see Matt, too. Love you, babe.
Listen, if I'm put in the ICU, it's like going on a diet.
That's what all of those people on My 600-Pound Life think. And then they have their spouses sneak them in Burger King.
I was going to say Burger King.
I was going to say chicken tenders. And then I thought, if I'm going to get food snuck into me, it's not going to be chicken tenders. I eat that every day.
I know.
I'm going to get a burger, a bacon cheeseburger. But from Wendy's, though, because... Sorry, that's where it's at.
Wendy's is good. Culver's?
No, fuck Culver's. I'll fight you.
Listen.
Overpriced rubbish.
First of all.
Fight me.
Maybe, I will. Second of all, they have shirts that say curd nerd on them, okay?
That's the only reason you like them, because you're a merch slut.
No, I liked them before I ever saw those, because I love their cheese curds.
Gross.
They're so good.
I like cheese
curds. You love cheese.
I love cheese. I'm over the fried cheese curds. I'm over the trend.
I like them because I eat all the bread off, and then I have this like piece of like melty cheese, and
the breading is never good.
It is, and it's like the squeaky cheese.
Stop. Gross.
Anyway. I feel like we just went on for like four minutes just about something stupid.
Make one episode like Fast Food Wars. Okay. We could do a bracket system.
Okay.
Like they do for like the Final Four or whatever. What's the thing called? Magic Hat? Nope.
Nope.
Hold on. It'll come to me. March Madness.
Magic Hat.
Do I look like I watch sports?
It is a sport
putting my pants on every day. Boom. Did it. We should do that.
Bracket I'm into system. That.
What?
I'm into that.
Yes. Next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Anyway.
Stop hitting the pen. You can barely form a sentence.
I am doing great. I haven't really been. It's just by my mouth. And then just like smoke comes up. Like, but I'm not doing it.
Well, then that's just a waste of
juice. It was a joke. It was a joke. Oh,
uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Please rate and review and subscribe and be follow. Nice. Yeah. And
follow on TikTok and Instagram.
At Fearful Friends Podcast, I think.
Yep. And send us any of your retail horror stories or just real life horror stories.
Yes.
Ghost stories, anything like that to fearfulfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
And we will talk to you next week.
We fucking love you, Modesto.
Bye.
Bye.